Well, hello, I have to report back how it went, because I know some people think that she's not gonna make it, she's gonna surrender to the laziness. So, since I want to document reality, that's why I show up. So you're gonna join me on my last stretch of the week, or if I'm overzealous tomorrow, I'm gonna have one mobility so I can film it for FD8, but might not, because I have to reward myself for being a couch potato for 2 days. So, let me get into my stretch routine, because I'm so tired. I have no want to do the training stretch, but I'm not allowed to train unless I do what I need to do. So I start with my feet, and that's what we're gonna work on today. First of all, I did legs, glutes, shoulders, and abs. So I did not minimize my dedication. The other day when I filmed stretching, and I caught myself, and it's on film, I'm gonna post it, it was hilarious. I said, it sucks to be so meticulous at times. And that's really true. Because there's pain with care. That there's pain in having ambition. There's this quote, something that, you know, the cost, the pains or the aches, the suffering from having ambition, that is what you deal with. Now we're gonna do ankles and calves. Oh, against the wall. And so I did everything. So after my live with cardio, I use the cardio as a pre-workout to increase my adrenals, release acetylcholines or stress hormones that help me get motivated and focused. That's why you love the pre-workout. And all that tingling you say you know you love, it's beta-alanine or niacin. And those two are not caffeine. The caffeine doesn't give you stimulating tingles, but it gives you the adrenaline shot. So the workout or the training does the same effect. So that's why I do the energy dance when I have no more pre-workout to use, and I can do energy dance. And that's also interesting to notice how we don't even want to do all we can in a minute or all out intensity, because we still choose preservation, preserve energy so we can survive. It comes down to that. That's why it's in our interest to be lazy. So you have to work against nature so you can, you know, kind of over, you know, master your nature. Okay, the other leg. After the cardio then, I was having a glimpse of happiness, as in excitement about training. Because here's the thing, I wanted to train today. I have not had one day since I changed my training that I didn't want to, as in my true interest is like I'd rather be somewhere else. It's always a matter of I'm too tired, I'm too fatigued, I'm, you know, pains and aches, or too many worries, or too many distractions, or low lack, you know, all those things that are not about wouldn't want to train if everything was optimal. And that's a thing about me you have to know. I couldn't care less about trying optimizing life, because it's the same ridiculous attempt as trying to live the ideal life or the perfect life. So I just don't care about that, because optimal is handle whatever life throws at you and do it with a smile. Like, no matter what goes your way, you don't change your direction when the direction is on the good way for you. If you go in the wrong direction, you're going to be stopped and stopped and stopped and stopped and never get out of it. That's what you need to know. So why am I not getting stopped and stopped? Because I'm following my heart and my intuition. That's my theory, and I could be completely wrong, but it's my reality and I believe my own, because so far, what I have put into my heart, and that's not many things in my life. Three things. One, bodybuilding. Two, my quest to come to America and do this. Three, my commitment to work. So I'm very selective. I know that I cannot be my best, my greatest, if I have 10 different passions that I all think are going to be top priorities. That's a thing that I feel is lost in society, that everyone wants to do everything and want to be best at everything, and if you're not, you think it's weird. Who is ever gonna hear me say, if you are so great at everything, you're not an expert at anything? And if you were an overly intelligent person, you know, you can't even socialize with people, or you come completely off. You know, there's always something. Every time we think there's gonna be something we're having it all, we will forget that having it all means you have nothing for real. Quad stretch on hip. So I got myself up to the cardio intensity, and then I thought I was gonna organize the way things, yeah.
cabinets, clothes. All of a sudden, I'm getting very concerned about having a tidiness. That's typically me delaying. So I find all other things to kind of distract myself away. I know it. So I thought, all right, how long am I going to do this? I start to look at the clock and how long, you know, you're going to wait until the tea, Pauline, you're not going to eat. But then here's the thing, I'm not hungry today. So it was harder to motivate myself for the food, which always cared for me. Like, you know, my bike is 6 feet away from my heavenly bowl. And as I notice how I look and look, and when I feel like, oh, I don't want to do this because it's effort, and I say I love it, but I'm just like everyone else, kind of two-faced, talk about so much about wanting it and then just cry about it. What a fool. Yeah, I know. That's why I refuse to listen to it all by myself. But I gotta tell you, right? So no matter what you do, you gotta tolerate it, but at the same time, if you don't talk about it, people think something, you know, like, I cannot let you think that something is wrong with you because you have this dichotomous always, and you don't know that that is the way life is. You just forget, because every time people who are wise and intelligent and think about life, they're so insightful, and then comes fitness, you don't know what to do with yourself. But the secret to fitness life is to learn how to enjoy the build and burn, the ups and downs, to take it and keep on and not fall off. That's it. That's it. And nobody can figure it out. We can go to the moon and we can keep on wondering, where did we come from? But we can't even look in and see, what did I do yesterday that isn't in my interest, but I don't want to know about it, right? That's the typical, let's focus on the farthest way away away so we can keep on playing a game and never win. That must be it. So that's what I need to know about humanity. That's why I really kind of laugh, you know, that who do we think we are? So, my training then. I was gonna do a light training, I thought, because I have it, you know, since I train and I change so much, my body's keeping on adjusting. And since I have my privileges of the injuries are really humbled and made my life the best. And it sucked from a selfish way. It's like, if I thought about my ego, it would be the worst. It was real detrimental. Sad to lose my passion. Come to America, now I can't do what I want to come here. What am I gonna do? Yeah, that was sad. Poor Pauline. That story, you're not gonna hear from me, because that was the best thing ever that I wasn't having it my way. My life in general has been that I got to America, got the things I needed, but then I had to fight, because that's what I was intended to do, a fight to die, I mean. And I love that I have to fight for myself, because it makes me tough. So that goes into what we talked about before on the bike. So what did I start today? Well, it was kind of hamstrings, so I thought, should I put all the hamstrings first? Which I should, because they're my priority. I'm stretching, by the way, so don't think I forgot. Oh, I should have done the hamstrings first, because they're my priority, so what's wrong with me? Why don't I do that? But I wasn't into that, so I just dedicated myself with this promise. I know I'm gonna do it because it's important to me, so I will do it, and I'm gonna do it. So I trusted myself. I thought, well, because otherwise I cannot talk about it, that I have tiny... Oh, sorry. I cannot talk about having tiny hamstrings that I want to build up and then not build them and just talk. I cannot be a talker. I just get so fed up with it. Adductor up on the cabinet, if you wonder what I'm doing, that's the best stretch for my adductors. Alright, here we go. Ooh. So the training then became 2 hours and 10 minutes, because then all of a sudden the fatigue was completely gone. So then all of a sudden my body felt so strong, and then I thought, wait, should I try to double the heaviest load I had last time? That was a personal record at this training and this year, and I haven't ever been before. When I was, everyone thought buffer or bigger, I was fatter on top. I was never bigger muscle wise at all, ever. So it's going to be interesting for me now, simply by adding a little body fat for me, it's going to have me see my body I've never seen before. So that's why I'm eager to, you know, to keep on being so dedicated, because I want to maximize my chance for having my fitness paradise, which is my body, that I can move it, that I can train. I am never taking it for granted. I didn't do it before, but I was doing it in worse ways. But one thing I like about me, or love about me, is that I have always known that life is a one time, and I have to be aware of that and not delay and not let anyone hold me back and not commit to anyone who I just, I'm gonna have to go my way. Do not go for, you know, people trying to guilt me. Oh, the guilt trip. So I have been trained my whole life to just accept that I'd rather be happy and, you know, do it my way, and at times I can be lonely. That was before I knew I was, you know, lonely. I was a kid, a loner, but I was always an entertainer with people. So like today, like I prefer, I want to be alone, but I have so much love for people that I have to. And now I realize I could never be with anyone else but myself, because I truly want and need all my time for you. Because otherwise, so I could never commit to anyone else, a love partner, because it's too small for me. Like, because that would just be for me, like me that lives one life, and I just have great ambitions. I can't explain it, okay? So we just leave that. So, so I went and had my heaviest, so it was 40 pounds on those step downs, and I filmed it too. Because then I get extra pressure, and I know I'm gonna really work it so I don't mess up. That's how I work on the pressure. And I was so strong, and those cramps I had, that I had in my hamstring, that I thought maybe it's something a little, you know, soreness, I should wait. My body's like this, that sometimes those pains, I have to train through it, because that's like it resets. But don't take my word on it, because this is not a tendon. This is like when a joint and a muscle is just cramped up. And on an orthopedic surgery, you're always going to have that. It's not really your leg. Like, I cannot make that foot stay the way I want when I train it. It's very annoying. So I trained every day. I think I would have never learned about that if I didn't have this issue. Which, again, is a privilege that I am with skills and knowledge of all kinds of things. And people wonder, where did you go to school? I'm like, school of life. For sure. So I'm so grateful, even for my gout, for the horrible pain, and knowing that I've eliminated so much stuff, and you don't hear me complain about it, do you? Like, all the favorite foods in my life are always so-called taken away, and I am not sad, because I always know I'm finding my way. And I also know that it's almost like, oh, I need that to have the name on myself, that I need this for my story of my life, that I need to have that. It was never, I was always just willing to keep on, give it up, and give it up, and give it up, and not hold on to anything, and not attached to anything, not have any conditions, just keep on trusting that. That's what I want to know about myself. That's why I force myself, push myself to be that or not talk. So the load was on, and I abducted my feet, because I found a position last time that really worked on both sides, on both the left hamstring and the other one. So in that training, I was very, very in the moment thinking, I have to. Well, really focus on what I was doing, not let my thoughts go away, because then that is how you risk injury, and I cannot afford it. I just have to be there. So it's really meditation when you train and focus, which is so such a release after thinking and analyzing and talking to people all day long in my work, which I love, but it's very exhausting. Okay, now I'm bending over to figure four, stretch. So then, of course, having sudden super strength, I got so happy, and then that fed my motivation, my energy. So there you see, if you get an encouragement, you're gonna be more likely to work harder for yourself. You see why now? I say you have to really give it all, to not have doubts about your making it. You just have to give yourself into it, not hold back, because holding back is going to prevent you from succeed and achieve what you want. So you're always in that vicious cycle, because you're scared of committing, because you're scared of not making it. And what happens? You're not making it because you're focused there. So I was on a high after that. So then, since I was training shoulders, I did all of a sudden on the 30 pound dumbbells. I haven't seen those for since I tore the shoulders, both of them. Not at the same time. So that 12 reps on that super slow, which means it was no swing, no tendon, nothing. I was utmost concentrated. Oh, and that made me so happy too, because that was a sudden load. And then drop set it to 25, which is the max weight I use now. And then I did 50 reps with 25 pounds. Not directly, but it took some time, because I was well rested. So it was an all-out set, which I talked about the other day. This about the intensity confusion, you know, that you think 50 pounds is heavy, but it's light because it's 20 reps, it's light, consider light on a scale. And 5 pounds on the right angle, on this right set, in the right tension, can definitely be one max
you know, one rep max, or you can't even hold it in that position. So that's what you need to know. We can talk about that in FEA next week when we back to training. Form checks Wednesday and Thursdays. By the way, did I say that my VIP clients are now getting iCloud drop workouts and things that I think they should have on the messenger? Pretty cool, huh? So if you sign up for my coaching, you're gonna have me now realizing I can just drop an iCloud link. That frees up storage on your phone and mine. It makes no download problem because you can just wait for the download and the link expires after X amount of time. And then, you know, you're not gonna have that, so what do you say? You're not gonna have fun with that worker forever anyway, so you need more and more. So every month you pay up, it's 150. So I thought it was so cool. Now remember, the 4-12-1 with 12 committed workouts is 510. And that is on 1 month that you can get those workouts that are not made for you then, because I have a whole stash of, I counted them today, 988. 988, yeah. Oh. So, what did I say? Next leg. Back to my training. So that was like suddenly, and then I did my cross, my rear shoulder cross, shoulder prehab, and with my fives on the floor, which suddenly I could do that. Didn't see that coming. Oh, that one's so high. So I thought, okay, let's do the ab wheel, and let's do it's the toughest one with the sore neck, that's really flat, close to the floor that I do for leg curls. And then I had absolutely no problem at all. My QL was no problem. I just kept on repping. It was 150 reps there, and then I got bored. So it wasn't even at all hard enough. I should have done the standing, but I didn't trust my shoulders or my lower back or my glutes, and that was not the part. Now moving on to next salon, it almost says station, hamstrings, okay. This is good because I really stretch a lot. I have a seated one with flex lower back because it protects my tendons, and so I can take out the stretch more and really work through the belly here. Okay, so I rotated all that like a long circuit, you know, that I do like bouts, so I focus on one area at a time, as in one exercise, or just, well, why should I say that? This week it was upper body, Monday, Wednesday, and today, and then it was legs, Tuesday, Friday, but sometimes it's not, so I'm just saying, I do everything, I have all the varieties, because otherwise I get bored, and I never want to be bored with what I love again. Because then it's monotonous, and that's how you fall out of love. And I don't want to. So I keep myself engaged, I keep myself excited, I give myself new positions, I try to please myself, yep, in all the ways, because we are humans and we need that. And I forgot I have to stretch my shoulders and abs now. I forgot about that. That sucked. Well, a little bit, so I'm gonna do this. I committed myself now. Then it was time for leg curls, and I was doing them bilateral with more weights and drop set, and I was unstoppable. Then I did them one leg, and they felt stronger. I felt pump in the hamstrings. They're waking up. So you know, now I'm going through that. But first, get the training style, get the technique right, then load it up carefully, and then get more confident, and then build it up. And that's what I'm doing. So. Do not believe I'm holding on to lighter weights than I can, because it's just I'm not stronger than that. So that's what you need to know. I'm definitely not training to light on purpose. If you try to do that, you are a fool, because you gotta train like a hawk to even be a ballerina in muscle size. So that's what you just gotta know. Give it your all and train as heavy as you can, no matter what workout it is, basing on building muscle, not recovery, not healing. You know, just to train to gain. That's what you talk about. I'm not training just to feel good. I'm not in that chapter yet. I'm training to achieve more of my physique goals. I think I'm going to do that for a long time. Not until I can't, when I have to moderate my just being into that. But I live in the moment and I enjoy today. And I know that tomorrow I can just walk down and get, you know, anything can happen. So I'm enjoying today. I had the training. And I always want to seize the training day, so every last workout is the best one. So I know if I die today, it was the best workout day of my life. Seize the day, seize the workout day. Seize the training day. So then was hyperextensions, and those were stronger too. I did them with dumbbell on the back, and pretty much everything was just amazing. And then I started to get tired, but then, I just got pumped, and then my body feels so strong, and I'm so happy. And now I just want to kind of say that if you feel so tired, don't listen to it. If you think you can't do it or you have too exhausted, don't go for it. If you wonder why it's so hard for you to love it or commit it, or what is wrong with you, why are you not happy, it is because you're not following your true heart. I know. And even though you think so, it's because you have conditioned yourself to believe that what you feel is from your heart. You are pretty much just following what the world has told you, that what we have been trained collectively, what we are supposed to feel and think. We are influenced by everyone, and everyone's playing some kind of weird game of trying to be happy in systems, in ways that doesn't let you be yourself, that doesn't make you have life, that's always stressing you around. I mean, women, you have almost like no time at all for your kids unless you're a housewife, right? And for even living where I live, if I have a regular job, I have to work 2 jobs and 14 hours, and I couldn't live alone. So that's terrifying for me, because I would never be able to work with you if I had to share, you know, to live in Los Angeles because it's so expensive. So yeah, there's price to pay for everything. I mean, I love nature, but I also get bored because I love having people around. I love big city. I love being one in a crowd, and I also love my solitude. So my whole point with this is that take training and fitness and all things health as the best way of studying yourself and everyone else. Because if you get to know yourself and you see through and you understand your frustration and why you get angry, why, where do your hate come from, and why you don't want to keep on remembering your whole past about everything that's been done to you, because it puts you back. It makes you that person who holds on to everything that happened to you like a negative, which you could choose to just see everything as lessons and what an adventure, and take it that way and not be so scared, you know? Because if you think about it, the worst thing that can happen is that you're just not gonna have exactly the way you want to, but you're gonna have fun in the process, right? So even though I don't gain anything, or nothing would happen with my body, I would have had such an amazing time and whole way through. And that's the point, to really, really understand that you think you are interested in the, it's not me farting, it's I'm sitting on the witch. He's like, yeah, sure. That if you can come to that insight, that you are truly already successful and have achieved your happy life because you're already doing what makes you happy day in, day out, and you remember, you take the time to do remember that you love it and how it feels, instead of thinking, you know, it's like sometimes you don't want to have to take a shower, but when you have done it, it's nice. And everyone else is grateful. So, if you can find it in you to just realize it, it's a whole, every day, right away from start, you commit, you are a success. You have achieved your goal. There's nothing for you to speed up or stress or worry about how it's going to be, because already you have arrived or whatever, that, you know, you are there to be there in that one moment and just work on yourself like that that onion routine, you know? And that's the thing, that you will not be happy or feel rewarded if you cannot give yourself all the encouragement and all the motivation and keep on telling yourself why this is important and believe it. And don't let yourself off the hook just because you're lazy. And don't believe that you're gonna be stronger later. That take it for what it is, really. Compare it to how you say other people just talk, or they don't show up, or how they flake, and how you flake on yourself all the time. So you gotta just know that you gotta be tough on yourself with tough love. It's not love yourself by always quitting because you don't have it in you. It's doubt and self-insecurity, and you gotta work on believing yourself, because you are just, I'm just like you, or you're just like me. We're just so similar. But as long as you don't believe it, you think something's is you don't have what it takes. Like, you gotta stop. You gotta stop telling yourself. Make just that commitment today for me and show up on Monday. That no more of saying anything that is negative about how you are, who you are, what you should think or thought. Just stop it. And instead just focus on all the things that you think is wrong and just why is it? Is it because you somehow compare and you don't even know why? What if you could actually think, I want to get to know myself. What if you could ask yourself all those questions you always ask a love object? What if you were interested to actually study yourself so you could actually get to where you want to be and enjoy? What if you came to that conclusion that it's ridiculous to keep on chasing around the whole world or distract yourself on vacation and partners and career, because all you need to do is to listen to your heart. And as long as you don't do it, you're stuck. So what does it take, right?
So I'm gonna finish my stretch and then have my wonderful dinner and dessert and enjoy my weekend. So see you Monday in FD8, and remember now, VIP, go and commit to April. I have said this many times, so I'm over it. And FD8 strong is early bird until March 31st. Go and get it at fighter.com. All my love to you guys.